Hey everyone, welcome to Non-Traditional Student. Welcome back. I took a week off since I essentially didn't have much to say. I didn't go anywhere, I didn't do anything because I didn't really see a point in recording an episode. I didn't even fake anything last week. I don't know, maybe the last episode, my parents did come to visit. I made some cookies for the visit that weren't awesome, but they weren't terrible. I made a honey ginger chew cookie, and I may have mentioned it in the last episode. I really don't remember. But I also had burnt the crap out of my tongue, so I couldn't taste anything. So I couldn't really talk about anything as I made, because I couldn't taste anything. So welcome back. I'm back in a class again. Well, of course, I'm still in speech. That's almost over. Next week is last week. On my last speech, yay, the persuasive one. And then I also am in nutrition at the moment, which is, Lord help me, one of the most boring classes I've ever been in. It's no offense to the teacher. She's a very nice lady. It's just, you know, it's a boring class. And it's not particularly helpful for baking students because, you know, next week's our kitchen week. It's we can't really sub out a whole lot of things to make things less unhealthy. But, yeah, the chef, I think it's Chef Chuchi, he seems pretty fun. But, yeah, so there's that. Let's see. This is probably still going to be a pretty short episode because not a whole lot's been going on. I'm really happy to be back with my classmates again, to see Yesenia and Sophia. It's really great to be back with them. There's a lot more people skipping classes. That makes you wonder, if you're going to just skip class up to the point where you're going to fail, but yet come back right before that happens, and what's the point of even being there? I know that's what a couple of students are doing. They're just skipping. Let's see. I don't know, I'll be happy to start cooking. We're gonna learn to make kimchi and tofu, and both things that I want to learn to make for my own purposes, not anything I think will be beneficial to me in my career. Let's go. Let's see. What fun things did I make? I made a cookie or three. I made a pistachio pudding cookie. That was pretty good. It's, you take a pack of pistachio pudding. I'm cheap, so I use the Walmart brand, the Great Value. I added chopped pistachios and little mini semi-sweet chocolate morsels to mine. It's a pretty good cookie. It's an easy to Google recipe. They add food coloring and white chocolate to theirs, and I don't think that's necessary. It's just too sweet for my liking. What else did I make? I made my own honey, ginger, and lemon cookie. I wanted a twist on the ginger molasses cookie, make it for fall and Christmas time. It was good. I burnt the shit out of my tongue last week, so I really couldn't taste it. I assume it was good. People told me it was good. I guess maybe it's been closer to 2 weeks. I'm not sure. I've been only working 2 days a week, which is probably the best. Between school and kids, it's just best. Phil's work schedule is pretty nuts, too. What else did I make? Oh, I also made a mint julep and blackberry cookie. That was interesting. It was interesting. I tried it the shortbread route that I found online. I really didn't like it. It was a cream cheese shortbread. It's oh, that's not very good. I think I did already discuss what I did here. So we'll just keep moving on because I remember talking about that specific cookie. Right now I'm making cream puffs to thank our neighbor, Amy. She's actually, her and her husband are the people we bought our house from. They live down the street now. We wanted to thank her. She was a hero for my husband. He got in a pretty bad car accident the other day. His truck was completely destroyed. And she went and picked him up. He waited to tell me what happened. He sent me a text message, and all I saw is accident. Okay, I'm okay. It's okay. Truck's destroyed. It's pretty bad. So as you can imagine, it didn't go over well. I thought my daughter was with him. Thank God she wasn't. But I really thought my daughter was in the car with him, but no, she wasn't. So it was pretty bad. I've seen the truck now. It's not coming back. So now we have to go car shopping. We had to buy a new car seat. And it's just money we didn't plan to spend that now we have to spend. And God knows what we're going to get back from the truck. I feel if we get $8,000 back, we'll be lucky. We'll be really lucky. And other people are oh, no, you'll get more back than that. I doubt it. It was a 2011 Ford Raptor. It was not in great shape. It was well loved, well used, and it showed. So, Phil's pretty upset about the loss of the truck, though. But moving on from there, I know this is supposed to be about school, but I don't know what you want me to say about nutrition. The whole class makes me feel horrible about my life. Makes me feel horrible about the fact that I love Diet Coke. It makes me feel horrible about my food choices. So hold on one moment. My husband is calling me. I'm gonna pause this. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. That's must be my husband. His customer canceled on him. Like people, he's selling windows now for Anderson Renewal, and let me tell you, people keep canceling last minute. Like last week, he got to someone's house, was in their driveway, and they're like, "Nope, you need to leave." He also faced some like bullshit where they saw him and decided they didn't want him in their house because of his ethnicity. So that's some bullshit. Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, making cream puffs to thank neighbor Amy for helping out with the Phil's car accident. But the fun things I tried. So yesterday I had 3 hours between classes. So I went wandering around Chicago. There were a couple different bakeries I wanted to check out, like I previously mentioned wanting to go to Vanille. So I went up to the one that was in the French Market, which is actually just kind of like a restaurant pop-up commissary in Ogilvie Station, which is a metro train station in Chicago. And it's a really cool place. Not Vanille, the like pop-up commissary kitchen thing. It's really neat. I saw different stands in there I'd like to eat, and I know that I've walked by like three or four more of them that I'd like to try at some point. I made it to Vanille and I was just like, dude, this is all kind of grossly expensive and none of it is really all that enticing when I see it up front. They had a couple entremets that looked really good, like physically, but then the descriptions of them were just kind of like not all that great. They sounded heavy. And the flavors are very boring. Like just chocolate and chocolate and chocolate, or peanut butter and chocolate and chocolate and chocolate and chocolate. And the macarons and everything was like, it was $60 for a dozen of macarons. And I was like, I'm out. Like, I don't care to ever pay for that. So from there, I walked down to, what is it? Magnolia Bakery. And I don't know, it may or may not be like Joanna Gaines Magnolia. I really don't know, but I wasn't really impressed with what they had to pick. They had cookies, they had quick breads. And they had fake scones, which are essentially is just like a reshaped muffin, kind of a cross between a muffin and a cookie. And they had cookies, and they were all really expensive, but nothing sounded or looked all that fantastic. So then I left there. And then I walked all the way back down, essentially to school, and realized, hey, there's another bakery right by the school that I've never really popped into because it looks like it's all macarons. It's not really my thing. I've only tried like four macarons in my life, really, or from four different places, I should say. So far, I have not found one that I really think is fantastic, but I went into this place anyway, and still didn't get any macarons, although they had the most enticing looking ones and flavors. Probably should have just gotten macarons. Instead, I got Bailey's Irish Cream Cupcakes for St. Patrick's Day, right? Chocolate and vanilla. I walked over to my class because it was only about an hour to class, and I was like, okay, well, I want to try these. There was no Baileys in them. If there was Baileys, they were totally cooked through. The vanilla was just very bland. It didn't really taste like anything at all. The chocolate tastes like chocolate. I thought I tasted the Baileys, but then I was like, my husband is like, no, you did not taste Baileys. There's nothing in there. So that was a little disappointing. Like it was $10 gone. I also got a mocha from there, and when I saw them make their mocha, I was like, okay. So at least you make the espresso the good old-fashioned way, but you still just make a mocha using Hershey's chocolate flavored syrup. So not real impressed with there. Now this place is called Sugar Bliss, and I want to believe that maybe their macarons are where most of their business is at, or cake pops. You're supposed to be supportive. It is a woman-owned place. It is also recognized by the National Minority Supplier Development Council. And I believe the woman who owns it is a Hispanic lady. She's a really, like, if it's a lady who helped me, she was really nice. She was really lovely. I just can't say I would go back for her cupcakes at all. They looked very nice. They just, flavor-wise, did not impress me. But I will post pictures on my Facebook, which is just non-traditional student at Facebook, of her menu and everything. Like, every day, it's a rotating menu of mini cupcakes. She has all kinds of macarons, some of which looked really interesting, like raspberry lemonade and Earl Grey, ones I would very much like to try. And then it's just like brownies, bars, cake pops, things like that. Macarons are $2.75. Mini cupcakes are $2.75. Regular cupcakes are $4.95 each. Brownies and bars are $4.75 each. And then you don't really get much of a discount for getting a dozen, but you get a slight one. But like I said, I'm not in a real hurry to go back. And then today I went to Paris Baguette within the H Mart on Jackson in Chicago. It's pretty good. Like I've never been disappointed in Paris Baguette, like not even once. I wish I could say I had been, but I haven't been. Quite basically, so far outside of the Bellbird, it's been my favorite experience in Chicago as far as bakeries go. It's because it's consistently a good product. Today we had a sweet potato pastry. It's a sweet potato twist pastry with black sesame on top. It was delicious. It was so underhandedly sweet. Like it was sweet, but not overbearingly so, and it's filled with sweet potato. It was great. It was just puff pastry, sweet potato, and it was lovely. We got a curry pastry. It is I think it's technically a curry bun. It was not my favorite. My husband really liked it a lot, though. There was nothing wrong with it. I just wasn't a fan of the filling, which was vegetables and curry. I thought the curry was maybe going to be just baked within the panko on top. It was, and then there was more curry within it. So it was not my favorite. My husband really loved it, though. So if you love curry, you should probably try it. And then we just got a typical like fruit Danish. They just call it a fruit pastry there, but it's essentially a Danish with a pastry cream, like cream. Yeah, it's just pastry cream on top. It's essentially their fruit tart, except with the pastry cream and the little circle on top. They're Danish with fruit planted in it. So super delicious, super good. Would go again. Will go again. And I've noticed I've been to three different Paris baguettes, four, I guess, technically. Every single one, the cakes are all the same, and they do have a lot of same stuff, but like this one was more authentic, like stuff that you'd probably find in a South Korean bakery, as far as like the curry pastry or the curry bun or whatever, and some other things they had in there. Whereas the one on like Illinois is much more, I think, for tourists, and rich people. So. And then the one I've been to, but that was underneath the Best Western, also again for tourists and rich people, I'd say. But the one I've been was out to in like Naperville is definitely, and well, less aimed at white people, but because it was also within the H Mart. Maybe it's the ones within H Mart that are aimed at more Asian people than white people. And the ones that are kind of standalones probably aim more at white people, at least in Chicago. Which is good. It's smart marketing. Let's see, what else did I have on my list? And I'm sorry, guys. I realize it's gonna be a super short thing, but I don't know what to tell you. Talked about Phil's accident. Speech is almost over. Nutrition is boring, boring, boring. Feel bad about my food choices daily. Like, just had some really great pastries. I also still feel bad about my food choices. What more can I say? But okay, that's about it for today. I realize it's really short. It's not even breaking 15 minutes yet, so I apologize for that. I just wanted to do something real quick. Next week, I'll be back in the kitchen. I'll also be working. So we'll see what happens. I'll try to make sure to get something in there next week, though. God knows there's 30 different bakeries within walking distance of the school if I have time to hit them up on days I don't work. So, all right. Thanks, everyone. Hopefully, I'll get back to it soon and see you guys soon. And feel free to reach out either through email, which is nontraditionalpastry@gmail. Feel free to reach out on Facebook, nontraditional student on Facebook, also on Instagram under the same name. In fact, those two accounts are connected. So, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.